Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
On your blog, and I think also newspaper column?
Correct.
Right. So here not too long ago, you were writing about BMI, the body mass index.
Yes.
And waist size.
Yes. Well, you know, oftentimes you go to the doctor and they throw out these terms that you're not really sure of. And one of the things that I'd actually had someone come in and ask me was about their BMI and why it was important. And, you know, the BMI originally started out as a tool to measure population sizes and the overall health of a population. But since it's an easy way to calculate someone's overall health, doctors have started using it for individuals as well. And what it is, there's a range of numbers that you'd like to be between, and there's lots of apps online or on your phone, your smartphone, that you can download that you can calculate that. You just need to know your weight and your height. And sometimes they'll ask you for your age just to get a more detailed information. But it's just a good way to see your overall health. And there are times where it can be skewed. If you have a lot of muscle, you might weigh a little bit more, so it'll kind of throw it off to one side. But for the most part, for the general population, it's a really good way to assess your overall health.
Yeah, I think for athletes, it is a hard thing to go by because you know, a guy 6 foot, 220 pounds is probably going to not have a very good looking BMI score, but he's probably very muscular and
right. And I always use that as my excuse also for having a high BMI score.
So. It's a very complicated formula, but as you say, there's a lot of apps online where it'll calculate it
Correct. For
you. But don't you pretty much know, I mean, you know, based on your height and you step on the scale and maybe we're going to talk about waist size, that's a pretty good indication
Right. Without
the BMI.
Yes, it is. And, you know, most people can tell whether or not their health is where it should be. But sometimes, as the population changes and as times grow, we start getting accustomed to being maybe larger than what we should be. And so we start to accept something that we really shouldn't be accepting, and we should try to work back down to a, you know, our bodies are not meant to sit all day long like we do in the office chairs and
right.
things like that. And so we do need to work towards being more active, and that kind of comes in.
You know, I think, and I don't know that this is necessarily an indicator that people are more overweight, but I know for a fact that people weigh more now, and they're taller too, I think, probably too.
I think so too.
And it's significantly, it seems to me,
Right. From
a generation or so ago. I saw something on my dad when he was like in his 30s or whatever. Weighed 140 pounds?
Right. Well, and if you see old dress forms from, you know, the 20s or something, they're very small, and that was an average person, and they're very small. They're short. Shoes are smaller. But it goes back to, if you compare plate sizes, dinner plate sizes, and so that kind of... Whether that's what the cause of the increase in size or not, but it's all part of it together.
Well,
so there has definitely been an increase.
Yeah, but there's no doubt there's an issue with overweight for too many people. We're talking with Sarah Latham, and Sarah's Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. Now, you also wrote about waist size recently, and the good news, Sarah, on that is that you should measure your waist at the narrowest point.
Correct.
Yes. That's very good news.
That is, yes. And, you know, a lot of times with clothes designs the way they are, people don't naturally know where their natural waist is, and they think it's kind of around their hips. So you need to find your natural waist, which is the smallest point. It's usually somewhere around the belly button, maybe a little bit higher for women, I believe.
Mm-hmm. But that's good to know anyway. But there's something also called the waist-to-hip ratio. But as you said, I think for the most part, the waist circumference or the waist size is...
Right. And the American Heart Association recommends for women 35 inches and for men 45 inches.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the diabetic recommendation, it's a little bit smaller. So I'll just stick with the American Heart Association one because it's, you know... Like you said, I mean, people are bigger. And so getting into those numbers for some is difficult.
Wouldn't that, though... I would think that the waist size, recommended waist size, it would vary according to the general size of the person, very, very short or very tall. I was surprised to see that it was straight out 35 inches for women, 40 inches for men.
Right. Well, that's the recommendation for having a healthy lifestyle, for being healthy overall. And so to be considered of good health, that's where that standard
there it is.
That's
right. That's the American Heart Association.
Having those lower numbers, the 35 for women, 40 for men, decreases your chance of type 2 diabetes, mm-hmm. Several other chronic diseases that can develop with having that extra belly fat stored.
I was going to bring cardiovascular disease as another thing that is mentioned as a possible consequence of overweight.
Right.
So it's something to watch. And obviously, we all know, healthy diet, more activity.
Correct.
That's pretty much the recommendation.
Right. Well, in one way, when you're thinking about this, why is it an issue to measure your belly weight or your circumference? Where are all of your internal organs? Where are all the important things that function with your body? Mm-hmm. They're right there. And so if you've got those surrounded by lots of fat, mm-hmm. it decreases their proper functioning ability.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Good. All right. Well, thanks for this, and we'll look forward to your further blogging. And,
thank you.
And we'll be watching for that. Sarah Latham, Hupp County AgriLife Extension Agent, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
We're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.